From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. Earlier this week, Oklahoma's largest school district returned for a new school year. Thousands of students went to new schools as the Oklahoma City Public School District reconfigured some of its locations. That also meant new bus routes, and things haven't been running quite as smoothly as district officials would like. Nerea Martinez-Keel covers education for the Oklahoman. And Nerea, we've heard from some parents that school buses have been running late in some areas, maybe as much as 30 minutes or longer. What did the school district have to say today when you talked to officials?
Yeah, there's been some parent complaints on social media, so we called up the school district, and they confirmed that they've been having some issues with delays in their bus routes. They've been experiencing about 30 minutes, some maybe rumored to be longer than that, but just based on the calls that they've been getting, they've been hearing a lot of delays being in the 20 to 30 minute range. So to help with that, they set up a call center where parents can actually call in and say, you know, this bus is delayed, where's my kid, things like that. And they said the most common complaint they've heard is, this bus was supposed to be here at this time and it's not, where's my bus?
Yeah. You know, and parents are relying on a specific time to get their kid out the door. They're also relying on that their kid's going to get to school on time. Now, this is a big year of change. And Nerea, you've written a lot about that. Over a dozen schools have closed and have been merged in with other buildings. So that means new processes, new bus routes. You had a story earlier this week before on the first day of school saying that district officials were expecting to see an increase in the number of students riding buses. Has that had an impact?
Yes, absolutely. So some of the contributing issues, this is not all because of one particular problem. There's multiple issues that are contributing to the delays that are going on. One of those problems is that you have a lot of kids who have never ridden the bus before that are riding the bus for the first time this year because of all these consolidations has put their school farther away from home, or reworked schedules and grade bands and feeding mm-hmm. patterns and all the education lingo. But basically you do have potentially thousands more or hundreds more kids that are going to be riding the bus for the first time. You also have schools that have never had bus service before that are just now learning the proper bus arrival and departure patterns and procedures for that. So that's been contributing to delays. They also have a lack of bus drivers. There's supposed to be about 115 to 120 routes. All of those are new routes or have been adjusted over the summer. And you have about 112 bus drivers to try and handle them all. So you have a lacking number of bus drivers. They're still hiring, still trying to get more people, but they're all trying to learn all these new routes. It's just a period where everyone is trying to figure out how to best handle this, how to cut down on time in between stops and getting kids on their way. So it's with this growing period, it's leading on extra minutes tacked on in between stops and onto the routes.
Yeah, there's always kinks in the first day and the first week, and those things typically get smoothed out. But this was kind of a big one, especially for parents and families. We'll have to wait and see if the district continues, if they can show some improvement in this area. But right now, acknowledging that, yeah, buses have been late, and it's something that they're working on. Nerea, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.